You're now listening to Sleep Time's Over.
Sleep Time is over, baby.
Welcome back, Jabronis, to another episode of Fitness, the other F word. We are back in beautiful Studio Havana. We're not medical doctors. This is not medical advice. If you don't know, now you know. My name is Summer Lee, aka Rose Nyland. And I'm joined, as always, by the man with the plan, Aaron Sakai, aka Dorothy Zabornak. That's a reference from last week.
We're making this a weekly shtick. You go into whatever the hell kind of bullshit you want to do with this intro, and then I just let it be.
Even they sent the police after us.
Perfect timing, guys. Because you know what? That could have been the worst one yet. All right? By far. I have no idea what you're talking about. I haven't heard the word Dorothy, the name Dorothy, since Wizard of Oz. What are you talking about?
It's from Golden Girls. Bea Arthur's characters, Dorothy Zabornak, and Betty White is Rose Nyland. Golden Girls, one of the best TV shows ever.
I agree. I wasn't in a Golden Girls state of mind right now.
Yeah. Okay. And that was because from last week.
I'm never in any state of mind with this show at this point.
I know. That's fair. That's a fair comment.
All right.
But, so a couple shout outs before we do start.
We're shouting out.
Yeah, for last week, we got to go to Blake Prado Power. That was
pretty
cool.
Yeah, shout out, Blake.
That was awesome.
First live show. In-person guest.
Yes.
Right? I mean, we're doing this live here, but in-person guest.
Yeah.
At a location other than
State
here.
Havana, yeah.
And, of course, the MVP.
The MVP.
It's she's the gift that just keeps on giving.
Truly, truly.
Mrs. Drizzy. Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Yeah, that's going to give you a little bit of
debut.
I know you had mentioned, like, when we were recording how you miss it, and now I can see why you miss it, because it was very different with just that, like, one person, that energy, it just changes the whole dynamic.
Well, right,
I didn't
right.
realize that.
And I had a feeling it was going to work, and it was going to work with the new restrictions that we're dealing with,
of course.
And still make it fun.
Yeah, that was really fun. So hopefully we can figure out a way to do that again in the near future.
Just have Drizzy come here. Would she show up here? Does she have a passport to go to?
Yeah, she does have a passport, right. You know.
Take her COVID test, she'll show up.
Yeah, she'll be fine, you know. Right. If I beg her hard enough, I think she'll do it.
Get Drake the driver over.
Yeah, shout out to Drake, too.
And I tell you what, all right.
He's the MVP.
Nobody watching this is going to give a damn. Nobody listening to this is going to give a damn. But I'm going to say something right now. Personal shout out to Drake, all right?
Yes.
The motto is, he told us how to figure out how to get these two mics to link up onto one laptop. If you're wondering all this time, all the two people that are watching, how come she's got this mic, I got this mic, not coordinated. Drake came in the clutch to explain the situation of how to do it. So, massive shout out.
Yes, thank you.
To Mr. Drake.
Mr. Drake. Drizzy Drake.
Excellent stuff.
Yes. And then I have one more last shout out is to my classmate Matt, because I forgot to tell you, so I'll tell you on camera here. So we went to a socially distanced hike a few weeks ago, and he came with not this Bombay Learn hat, but he had the logo hat. He bought one.
Oh, wow.
So he has a logo hat on. Yeah. So shout out to Matt. He also
shout
is a fan of the show. So we do have three. We have three fans. Possibly four.
Hopefully we keep it even. But yes, thank you very much, man. Great to hear. Excellent. Thank you very much. Seriously.
So, for today's topic for today's show. So as we always say, I spring it on Aaron every single week, and he has no clue what we're going to talk about. It's always just going to be like tangentially related to fitness.
Yeah, that's on thin ice, this whole shtick. I tell you that right now.
It's like, what are we talking about? Okay, so I was thinking Valentine's Day just happened. Okay. That was a great show, by the way. I did enjoy it. I do watch
the
show.
Oh, yes. Shout out. You do watch?
I do watch the show.
Oh, first time.
Yes. I have class when it's live, so I watch it after the fact.
You have class before and after. The Valentine's show, Sunday night.
That was a great
show. 14. Yes. Thank you.
So, I was thinking, that got me thinking about love and romance. And then, of course, this show is always only about 5 feet away from discussing what is actually what everybody cares about, which is like sex.
Another
but anyway, it is the other F word.
It's
They're shutting us down again.
Fidel, you know, right? I get it, okay?
All right.
Give us a break.
They didn't like that shtick in the beginning. They're not going to like the shtick in the middle. So get ready. There's going to be a copter.
It's a giant Blackhawk
coming at the end.
Chopper.
Airwolves flying by.
Jesus.
Shout out old people that know that.
Reference.
Shout out over 40 shit.
Jesus. Okay. But anyway, so yeah, the topic, broadly speaking, today is attraction and how it applies to fitness. And I know, super broad. Like, how the heck are we going to go?
What?
I know. I knew you were going to do
Where
that.
Do you come up with these topics? Where are you sitting down? On the toilet? Where are you writing these notes
TMI.
Here?
TMI. No. Like I said, I do a lot of internal reflection. Oh. I meditate.
Yeah, that's what I do in my brain.
I think it's sort of great. But
okay. Explain.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. So, like, when you ever ask somebody, like, why do you start working out? Of course, people are going to have those big moments like, well, I want to be fit for my kids. I want to be able to stay active and have quality of life.
Yeah.
Well, let's be real. The other reason, sometimes it's the only reason, is so you look good naked, right?
I mean, of course.
So that's what got me thinking.
I mean, come on. They really don't want us to record this show. You know what? After the last several topics, can you blame them?
I get it.
Oh, wait, I get it. Okay, we're talking exercise and sex. I get it. This is the topic. Let's get cut to the chase.
Yeah.
Exercise to improve sex. Is it?
It could be that. No, I wanted to get your take on, well, to just set that premise. Like, obviously, that's one of the reasons why you work out, right? To look good. But before I jump into what I was going to ask you, like, in your case, you've always been fit. Like, ever since I've known you, years ago when we were 25, you've never, like, not been, because there was times when we didn't see each other regularly, so, but there was never a time when you didn't
well, I just work. Let it all bang. No, I right? guess, yes, I've been, well, plus because it's in my industry.
You have to, right?
So I've been in the industry basically since 2003, so there is that looming over me that is a whole other factor.
Right.
That you want to practice what you preach. You want to be that person. It's not easy, but you have to hold that in the back of your head and into the front of your head too. So
yeah, I mean, it's like being a poor financial advisor, right? That's like,
exactly,
what are you doing? Yeah,
right. So there's that. That's the drive of it. At the end of the day, do I want to stay in a gym after being in a gym? No.
Yeah.
It's tough, but it's a road that you have to take. So
okay,
yeah.
So I was thinking it would be interesting because, like, the reason why I asked that is because it'd be interesting to get Aaron's take on all of this versus my take, because there was a period where I wasn't working out. So I was going to, on camera, I was going to show Aaron what I used to look like.
Oh.
I wasn't.
Wait, what year was this?
Because
I've, in essence, known you since 2003.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This is like 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that means I did know of you. Well, we're not revealing that picture on the air.
This is still going for my OnlyFans only.
So. All right, that's a $10. 2012, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so what was going on with you in 2012? What was your frame of mind?
Yeah, so I was basically like a workaholic. All I did was live, eat, and breathe working.
Okay.
So that was my reason. Not a great reason, because it wasn't like I had, you know, a boss that was like, do your work, you know, that kind of thing. It was like something I was choosing. But yeah,
right.
So
wow.
For those of you that obviously have not seen what I showed,
it wasn't naked. I mean, it was just, you know.
It was a little bit naked, but not too bad. But it just, I looked, I maybe like 150, I would say.
Okay.
Maybe even like 160.
Really? Because I've always known you as a petite gal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So for you to say that, and you couldn't really tell in that picture, honestly, that it was a 160.
Yeah.
You. It's because of the clothes and whatnot.
Right. And I didn't, you know, I never really wore anything to show the physique and stuff. So
I did not know this.
Yeah. So I bring that up to say that my perspective, it would be a little bit different in Aaron's, in the sense of there was a period when I wasn't as healthy prior to now. Yeah.
Totally understand.
So, okay. So can we broadly just say that in most cases, it's probably more attractive to be more fit than less fit? I mean, we're just going to put that out there. We said.
See, that's as... It could be an easy answer.
Yeah.
But it's not. Because
What are you looking for as far as attractiveness? Are you looking for just sex and that's it? Are you looking for a date?
Yeah.
Are you looking for a relationship? What are the realms here? And if you're looking for just sex, you're going to have to somehow coerce this person to have sex with you. How do you do so with the fit person as opposed to the not fit person? Are you fit going after a fit person yourself?
Yeah,
are you a non-fit person that just is confidence as hell that's trying to go after the fit person? So there's all these different complex one after the other kind of coverings over everything that has to be unfolded.
Yeah.
That has to be peeled off.
That's a good point.
I'll just go with for myself.
Yeah.
I need to look fit because of my job.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. There's an external motivation for that.
So that, because of that overshadowing everything, that's kind of where I'm at with the thing. I really don't know as far as being attractive to other women, women finding me attractive, and going after in that self. I wouldn't date a fitness person because of what I mentioned in previous episodes where fitness people, you can't talk to them. I like to talk. So talking is a big thing with me.
Okay.
You know, and that could be my gift and my curse of having the sex or not having the sex. Because I just like to have a conversation. The conversation is what drives a lot of things. You know, so...
Yeah, I agree with that.
There could be that. Where are you in your life? Are you just workaholic like you were? And were you fine with that and you let things go?
Right.
That's what a lot of people do.
Start a family, or do you want to date around and all that?
That's what a lot of people do, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people with a lot of money, they make a lot of money and they don't work out. So therefore, they're just massively overweight or unhealthy.
Unhealthy in some way.
But money talks.
Yeah.
You know what? Money can get some stuff. Money can get the woman. Money can get the man.
Yeah.
You have that angle. It's a complex.
Yeah. Well, that's why I wanted to bring it up because I know you've seen it all. Because, I think it is something that people don't really think about in the sense of, well, what does it mean to be attractive, and why do you do fitness and all that kind of stuff?
It's confidence.
Yeah.
Insecurity, feeling good with yourself. A lot of these people who are fit are not secure with themselves and have low self-esteem.
Yeah.
Right? If somebody was overweight as a kid and now they're super fit now, they'll still think of themselves as the overweight person as a kid. Simply for just the mindset of that was built into their head.
Your identity is...
Because as a kid, right, a lot develops as far as mental. As if you get teased as a kid, where does that take you in life?
Oh, yeah.
Or not?
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So it goes into that. And you have a lot of these women, you can call them what you want, the IG models, whatever. They are. I tell you what, they're not having the greatest self-esteem. They're not having the greatest... security with themselves. They still feel like they could lose 10 more pounds. They still feel like they could lose 5 more pounds. They're not ever at their best, they feel. They're their worst critic.
Yeah.
And when everybody else can tell them they look good, they may not buy into it. And then that leads to another thing. People who are attractive or fit, dating people not attractive, because so they can feel better about themselves indirectly. They're not going to say that to the guy or gal. But you see couples out there, oh, wow, how come they're together? One is really hot, one,
But is that more the case? Because you're right, I have definitely seen that. We're like, huh, but that's more like a hot woman and a okay dude, right?
You see a lot of that. And what is the reasoning?
You see the opposite, though? Because I just thought that, you know, women kind of don't care as
much. A hot guy with an okay woman?
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Oh, I seen that.
Oh, okay. I never did.
Oh, they're there.
Oh, okay.
And who knows reasons why? I really don't know. It could be confidence, insecurity. Could be insecurity by the hot woman, insecurity by the hot man.
Yeah.
I always hear women that are fit that say that they don't want to date somebody that's better looking than them.
Oh, really?
Because of insecurity and feeling that they're going to lose the guy because she's not good enough, or the guy's not hot enough for her, so she's worried. Where is she going?
Oh, wow.
All of this complex shit. So therefore, make it easy. Just date some, you know, 5 out of 10, and then know that that guy or girl is not going to leave him because she's 9 out of 10.
Wow.
And there you have it. And that's the couple we see walking around the town. And we're like,
yeah. It's kind of dark, but it makes sense. Like in this world and in how hyper focused on looks we are, it makes sense.
I don't want to call out people specifically here.
Right.
But if we were to go and look at, let's say we go on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We pull up your friends list.
Okay.
people post pictures of their relationships all the time.
Yes, they right? do. Yeah.
If we were to really look at each couple, there's always going to be, not all of them, okay. but one that's going to be kind of, okay.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's that's how it's going to be.
You're right.
You rarely see two very hot people dating each other. And we're not talking celebrities here. We're talking just local people, normal people. You don't see that. Well, it's very rare. Maybe I'll give 20% of relationships right now are two hot people dating.
Yeah.
There's always going to be one, maybe like an 8 out of 10 dating, like maybe a 6 out of 10 or something.
Yeah, you're right.
Not totally drastic.
Yeah, not wacko ratio.
But there's reasonings, I think, for this. And we haven't even talked on personality. Maybe the person truly loves the personality of the person. Maybe the person is truly a good man, good woman. There's that, and then they can see that. But when it comes to vanity, it ain't cut and dry.
Yeah. That's true. Ain't.
I mean, with the personal trainer world, for example, do you see a lot of them dating attractive men, dating attractive women, women dating attractive men? Not all the time.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you what you see in the fitness, you know, the actual fitness industry.
I don't see much of that. A lot of them don't date at all. A lot of them date their clients.
Hey.
The dirty pilau man.
Okay.
So then you got that because they got money.
Yeah.
A lot of trainers date for money because they don't got none.
So, like, but then what do they do in that case where...
God, that was bad, huh?
Well,
calling out all you mother effers, eh? Yeah. It's the real. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we're just keeping it real. Keeping it 100.
Not all of you guys.
Yeah, just...
I'm not calling out each and every one of you specifically.
Some.
All right?
Some. Yeah. But like...
You guys exist.
What do they do when they get older and they're not hot? Because they're not... Because youth gives you a certain amount of attractiveness. Right. Just because you're young. Right. You know, that doesn't...
That's a whole other thing too. And then we got to go with the real here of men. When they get older, it's more opportune to find a younger woman as opposed to an older woman trying to find a younger man. Of course, that's a thing.
Yeah,
but
that is.
It's a more complicated thing than the typical older. You look more distinguished as you're older.
Yeah.
As a woman, you don't say that. You may say MILF or something, but then you're not going to say distinguished. Or I don't even know what the female equivalent word is.
Yeah, you're distinguished. Right. Well, the fact that there is no equivalent word, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So, it's a difficult situation. I don't know. It really comes down to what do you want vanity wise? Like, if we're just talking physical?
Yeah, I was thinking because like you're right. If we do like personality and stuff, I mean. You run the gamut, right? In terms of what
personality adds a whole other dimension. Yeah. So if you go physical,
So let's just say we'll just go strictly on the outside.
Like what are we looking for?
Yeah, physically? And in the sense of
like what a butt? Like, what are you talking about?
No, okay. So let me let me back up and say okay, like one of the things that I think if we're talking about personality that does make somebody attractive, like you said, is confidence, right? Confidence is attractive.
That's
if you're a guy or a girl, straight, whatever.
Yeah, that's big. Because confidence leads to security.
Confidence
leads to you being secure. You're not going to be a confident, insecure guy.
That's a good point.
That's fake confidence.
Yeah,
right?
You're right. That's fake.
Just pretending.
That's pretending.
So that's why confidence is a major factor as far as, if we're talking just vanity alone.
Yeah.
Confidence is a major factor. Confidence can make you more attractive than you may be. Confidence could take you a 6 out of 10 to put you in an 8 out of 10 with confidence.
So in light of that, like when you train clients and maybe when they come to you, they're saying, Aaron, I'm not looking to get a 6-pack. I just want to feel healthier. I want to be just healthy.
Well, and
it turns out they do start to look better. And then do you find that their confidence does start to kind of evolve and change and improve?
They try to stay humble. They try to keep it humble because this is all new to them. Remember, this is a new world to them.
Yeah.
So then if I could, you know, if I were to say something, look at this. So-and-so looking good. Or look at how that's changed.
Right.
I mean, they'll say the thank you, but it's going to be very modest because it's new to them.
It's new, yeah. But, You're right.
I mean, confidence is not an easy thing to get, people. It really isn't. And you know what? When you see somebody confident out there, I don't know where you find them. It's hard to find. I really don't know because it takes a lot.
Yeah.
You can call the confident person the douchebag or the guy that always hits on women in the bar, in the nightclub from back in the day. Because we always would be like, wow, this guy,
Look at this creep. Look at him just hitting on all these girls.
No shame, huh, that guy?
No shame. Guess what that is? Confidence.
Yeah.
Because he's not afraid to try, right?
Right. Not afraid to fail.
From the 10 that he asked, one says yes. All right. That's 100% win to him.
Yeah, he got a 10.
Right.
Right.
Too many shy guys. No confidence. Shy, but they're nice.
They're shy, but nice. Yeah.
There's always going to be a shy, nice person. I've never come up to a shy asshole before.
That's a good point.
That's not
a thing.
I've never seen a quiet asshole.
Yeah.
That's
a really good point. Yeah.
A quiet douchebag. You know, yeah, it's always going to, the quiet guy is always going to be quiet.
Right.
And is not going to state what he has to say or be confident enough to state it. Right. So then you're going to have to look at the confident guy. And then when you have the confident guy, that can lead to arrogance.
Yeah.
That can lead to being, lead to an asshole. There's the tiers. Confidence will be an asshole or be an arrogant guy. Arrogant and asshole are two different guys.
Yeah, they are, for sure.
Asshole is just telling it like it is person, someone that's blunt, someone that's going to be straightforward, but not going to talk about himself being the best or being better than everybody or being better than you.
Right, or try to one-up you.
Right, or trying to one-up you or try to talk about I all the time.
Yeah.
That's the arrogant guy.
Yeah.
And that's usually the pretender. That's usually the guy that's not the successful guy. The asshole is the successful guy, not the arrogant guy.
Okay, well, like, in light of that, like, for you personally, because you seem to be a pretty confident dude.
Oh, yeah, well.
So,
that's the nicest thing you've told me.
Ever.
I didn't want to.
Stop talking to me when we're
make
done.
Make it absolute. That's all I needed to hear. Good night, everyone.
Cut. So, like, can you cultivate that? How does that? Is it just hard won, you know, through lived experience, or
it's a lot to do with experience. Mm-hmm. It really does. That's a very great question, because who I am in 2021 as opposed to 2011, as opposed to 2001, we all should be changing. We all should be evolving. We all should be changing with the times.
Yes,
we all should be Madonna-ing, if people know old people. She's always changed with the times.
Or Miley Cyrus, we could use her.
She's kind of doing it, but you see how they have to do so to continue their audience and broaden their audience, but not even for that, just to stay relevant, to just stay not behind things. So you can do the same thing with your personality.
Good point. Yeah.
If you were shy before, if you can somehow build yourself out of that, not easy.
No,
but
no.
There's that. I mean, with myself, When I would DJ, everybody knows me as a quiet guy. I would never say anything.
Right, right.
And a lot of it would be because, one, it's late at night. I work during the day, and I'm just tired and grouchy
as hell. You're exhausted,
So it just comes off that I'm just this shy person, which I get it. So I had that. But then a lot of the confidence built with just doing the one-on-one personal training, which is talking.
That helped a lot, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Working when I used to work at Down to Earth. Dealing with customers.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking. And then getting to know all these different people, asking questions, listening.
Exactly.
And all of that just came, and just my overall just hatred for the fitness industry, all of that, put them in a pot.
Stewing and boiling and rolling.
Put it in the crock pot. That's right. And then that's...
Set it for 6 hours.
That's how it kind of evolved.
Yeah. So you...
You know, and... As a kid, I've always wanted to do, if we weren't really dope back, as a kid, I always wanted to do a talk show. Because I used to watch TV, because TV raised me.
Yes.
So because of that, I would watch all this TV, but I'd be by myself. I'm not talking to anybody.
Yeah.
But I'm just watching and just grabbing all this information. And that's how I wanted to do the podcast with Cabot. And then that's how we became the show with 2016, because I've always wanted to do it, but I just didn't know the technical aspect of it.
Right,
He had it, showed me, off we went.
It's
just... banter, back and forth banter, and that's how you build that up, and then it goes from there, and then you goes from, okay, let's have a guest, and then how do we interact with the guest?
Yeah.
How do we put the interview together? I digress. It does, as far as relationship goes, it's practice.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about making friends several episodes ago.
Yeah, right, right.
It's practice. Dating is even harder practice, because you're putting yourself out there, and it's embarrassing. And you can say something that you may be embarrassed of, or do something you may be embarrassed of.
Yeah.
Like, whatever. And then you just feel like the world's over, right?
Yeah.
And then you just crawl back in your hole.
Right, right, right.
So I get it. The physical is not so much going to lead to that, because physical is just physical. It's not going to make you a better talker.
No.
It's not going to make you a better conversator.
No.
So that's how it's not as cut and dry. If you're working out to get better looking, so be it.
Right. Great.
So be it.
Yeah.
But there's another added factor to it.
And I think this might be something more that a younger person would be victim to, is thinking, I just got to get that six pack and then I'm good. Like, that'll solve everything. Or I just got to lose this 20 pounds and I'm good.
What are we going to do? Everything. Walk around to take your shirt off?
Exactly. Right. I've heard that so many times, like on some of the subreddits I go to that are for fitness related. I know, like Reddit, right? But they say that and they're like, I thought that was going to be the magic pill, that me
losing the weight, building
the muscle and stuff. Talk. Yeah.
Because there's a bunch of people on the computers, they're typing a bunch of bullshit. Mm. That's not, they can write that as a joke, they can write that if they're being for real.
Yeah.
It's not the end all.
Yeah.
It is not. It comes down to confidence.
Yeah.
It comes down to the personality, how you portray yourself.
But I think, it does help for confidence, but you are absolutely right. It's not the be all end all. Like, it certainly helped in my personally to, you know, if I had a choice of living in this world the way I looked back in 2012 in that picture versus how I look now, I will choose the way I look now, obviously. But yeah, that doesn't mean that's going to make it, it's not going to make or break anything.
Okay, I ask you this.
Yeah.
You look better than you did then.
Yeah.
Now.
Yes.
You look the best you've looked since I've known you. Right? Hashtag.
Hi-yo.
She's not wearing pants. So, because of this, do you feel more confident now in the dating world?
Oh, yeah,
You feel better meeting people?
I do. I mean, I'm not going
to
lie.
Going up to a stranger?
Yes,
for sure. You could see yourself doing that?
Like,
if we went out someplace to a bar right now?
Yeah.
Distance. You find somebody down the other end of the bar, and you'd be like, here we go. You would do that.
Yes.
Wow.
No, I would.
That's a swerve of people.
2012 me.
Okay, got it. would any time you do this? So you're telling me that in 2021, after all this time, I've known you since 2003. So in 2003, you would not do this.
Oh, no.
But 2021, you would do this.
Yes.
Is it also because you're older?
It is because I'm older. Honestly, that's the biggest thing, is I actually know how to talk to people now. Like, when you met me, I was basically mute. I mean, you can be honest. I mean,
let me tell you something. I mean? All right. Impossible to try to date this girl. Okay? Impossible.
So,
throw away.
It's really more the, like you said, doing, you know, your work experience, your life experience.
It's just getting older.
And that's the only thing. Yeah.
And then the older you get, the more or less you care about things. It's really a thing.
Yes.
Old people would tell young people that, and it's true. There's one thing that we can hold on to.
It's so true.
That's comes in cycles. You care less about the little bullshit when you get older, as much as you can.
Yeah.
You know? So that's where you can have the confidence there. To not worry about as much as about what the person's thinking.
Yeah, because you crash and burn, who cares?
Right, because you're old already.
I don't care.
So you can say something and be like, nah, screw it.
Yeah.
It's not like when you're 25 and like, oh no.
My life's ruined.
Right.
Oh God.
Right, and like cry. And
write in my journal.
Right, and like write summer emails crying. See, that would be like younger person.
It's a younger person thing, yeah,
so
for
now,
sure.
Screw it. So that's the confidence part.
Yeah. I wish there was a way that you could, I mean, I guess that's the whole point of life, right? Is you live this world, you live in this world, and that's how you gain your experience and your confidence.
That's all you can do.
I mean, I wish there was a way though that you could like bypass that and, you know, gain that. But maybe like I said, maybe that's the point. You can't.
Age is a gift and a curse. People don't want to get old, but at the same time, it helps.
It really does.
It helps.
My 20s, they weren't great. I don't want to go back to my
20s. I mean,
it was terrible.
It
I mean, it was nice. There's moments that were nice, of course, right?
But right. I mean, everybody's going to have the good and the bad, I guess. So, I mean, I'm not ever want to go back, but I'm just, we live and learn from all of these things.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you rarely find somebody that's got it figured out at 27.
I mean, that's a psychopath. Let's be real, right? I mean,
there's the 1% out there, possibly, but then that's not. If you had confidence issues back then, working out may help it, but not entirely.
Yeah, yeah.
If that's what we're kind of summarizing.
Yes. For sure. I mean, that would be what I would say for sure.
If you've worked out for a long period of time, that confidence, of course, will be stronger.
Yeah.
More consistent.
Yeah.
Than somebody who just joined the gym a month ago and is trying to figure it out. And maybe he lost 10 pounds in, you know, in a great, because he hasn't worked out in a while. So the body shocks the system.
He's like, wow.
Okay, wow.
Right.
But he's not going to, that's not going to give him the confidence to go run around some bar and go talk to everybody.
Okay, yeah.
So it comes down with consistent confidence.
Ooh, I like that. Consistent confidence.
To have consistent confidence physically as well as in conversation and socially.
Yeah.
So it's going to come, once again, to fitness being a long-term thing.
Yep.
The longer you do it, the more fit you get. Mm-hmm. That's how it works.
Yeah, that is how it works.
And the confidence builds from there, because then you slowly see yourself develop. Body changes over months. I'm not even going to say weeks. So you look at that.
Right.
And then from there, you start going to be changing. Look at clothes.
Yeah.
That's another thing that helps with confidence in situation.
Yeah.
The confidence to buy clothes is a big factor.
That's
for
huge.
Men and women.
Yes.
Don't even just say women. Men too.
No, exactly.
So then you look at that. And the more confident you are buying certain clothes that you wouldn't buy before, that will also help your confidence.
Yeah.
That's also going to get you to dress better. Possibly.
Yeah.
And
it's
then,
all connected, yeah.
Because it's vanity. Clothes is vanity.
Yeah. Yeah.
You dress up.
Yeah.
People dressing up means that they care about what they look like.
Yeah. And that's perfectly fine. That's
exactly.
You should care to a certain degree how much, you know, you should care
about
the
way you look. Even you mokes out there, okay?
Yeah.
Just because you're on a date, she wants to go someplace to go, root crease. And you go with tank top, shorts, slipper, why? What for?
But the good slippers. The good slippers.
Well, okay, Scots. You want to be tank top, short, the kind with the green bottom, the girl in the bikini tank top? Okay, cut that shit out. And you're probably not in shape. And that's probably why, because you don't have a good self-respect of, well, of your date. And then of yourself.
You care about, you know, your cheek.
If you respect your cheek, dress accordingly. Like, you asked me regarding to dressing up.
Yeah.
I think this was a while ago. When you asked me about a restaurant, and then you asked me, what is the dress code for the restaurant?
I did.
And I get that question a lot. Because, people, they see me going out.
Yeah, you're a man about town.
I go around the streets. And then you ask me, well, how do you dress up at this place? So then I say the same thing I say to everybody.
It was a good recommendation.
Just don't make ass. That's it.
I'm going to take that from Aaron and use that in my daily life.
If you look like you're going to make ass, wearing what you're wearing, looking at yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Look at yourself. Pause. Look at yourself again.
One more time.
Think about it. Think of the restaurant and where you're going.
Yeah.
If you don't know where it is or we ever seen it before, yelp the fucker. And then you think again.
I do that.
And then you look at the mirror again.
It's this feedback.
Three times the charm, and then you decide.
And you decide.
If you're going to make ass or not.
And I think it'd be safe to say that more effort is better than less. I mean, the chances of you overdressing is much smaller than you underdressing, especially in Hawaii. Well,
especially in Hawaii, right. And I don't know how many people got prom dresses in their closet ready to go.
I mean,
because that's the only thing I think of when I think of overdressed. Wow, that's. Get over that skirt. But once again, it all comes down to, if we have to summarize clothing, confidence as well. How you dress, if you care, which I hope you do care.
Yeah, you should care. Care.
All comes down to working out and if you're fit to wear a said thing.
Yeah.
You know, we could even go, you know what, I'll call myself out. All right. You know what? I wear all these shirts that are like, okay, they're fitted, right? Okay, they're these Italian schmediums things, okay? I get it. I've been called out for that for years.
Really? I mean, I like it. It looks good. You should wear stuff that, you know, complements your fit.
I'm just wearing because I just don't like wearing baggy clothes.
It looks sloppy.
Because one, right, I'm not 7 years old.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I'm not busting out the menace pants here. All right? So... sorry if I just want to wear something that's fit and not baggy. Sorry if I don't think the 90s hip-hop is dead by now. Okay? Sorry, 1994. So, you know what?
Were there BS jeans? Does anybody remember BS jeans?
Well, we said older references
I know,
earlier.
I know. We're really dating ourselves.
So, it comes down to how do you feel in your skin?
Yeah. Yeah.
you know, that's it. You wear fitted shit.
I do.
You're not wearing some baggy pajamas walking around the town.
No, I'm not. And I same thing with me too. Like, I've been teased about, you know, like showing off the guns and stuff like that. But it's like, I kind of feel like you're just kind of teasing because you're jealous.
Correct. Correct.
Like, all right.
Because why would you say that to somebody? I'm never gonna say that to
I've
anybody.
I've never.
If they're wearing that or anybody's attire.
No.
Unless you're really wearing something fucked up.
Right.
Then
I'm
gonna be like, I'll call you out. But if you're gonna be dressed up, why would you? I never understood that.
Yeah, I didn't either.
You know, I've never.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's clearly insecurity. Once again, rears its ugly head.
Yeah.
And that's another way. And they're gonna call you out because they don't got it. It's usually that person that doesn't got it that's gonna say something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually.
That's true. That's right. True. Well. Yeah. I think that's a good place to kind of put a pause on this one. Yeah, I wanted to just bring it up, and we'll probably revisit aspects of this down the line. But did you have a gym horror story? Because I have one.
Oh, it's a trending
semi,
thing.
Yeah, semi related to this topic here, and it happened at the Honolulu Club. Oh. Rest in peace.
What, sex?
It wasn't about sex, but about attraction. Because there was this one member. I'll tell you off mic later. We'll just call him John.
Okay.
So this guy John, he was a divorcee, very nice guy, a little skibby, but he never did anything inappropriate to me or anything. But he was clearly on the prowl. And if any of you are not familiar with Honolulu Club, there was a lot, not a lot, but there's some women that were going there to look for a rich man.
Yeah. So get the money.
Get the money. And there is this one particular woman who was very aggressive about this. She was not kidding around.
Right.
And so they hooked up, and she thought this was now a thing. Like, she thought, I got my future husband. And John, this was just a hookup. And so for the next 3 weeks, no, month, it's probably like a month, I still worked at the front desk. Whenever he would come to the desk, he'd be like, okay, Summer, if you see her, page me, okay? I'm gonna go work out, but if you see her, page me. Because we had the over the intercom system. So I had to page him to tell, then that was the signal to him, because, and he would listen for my voice, because that was a signal, right. Head for the hills, because Psycho Girl's here.
Wonderful.
Every day for a month, I did that.
Fantastic. Above and beyond.
Paging John Smith, we have a phone call for you. Thank you.
Wow. What year was this?
This is right before you started. So this is 2002?
2002?
Yeah.
Well, the whoring continued on in 2003 all the way through.
I could only imagine.
Right, so, whores galore. Gigolos, get ready. But what it's in regards to a sex one, I've known a couple of coworkers I've had sex by the tennis courts.
Oh.
By the ball machine, ironically.
Oh, God. Really?
By the ball machine. Yes. And here's the thing. Okay, here's a capper. Talking about attractive people and non-attractive people.
Yeah, yeah.
Oof. The couple that I found out that was having the sex by the ball machine.
Yes.
She was maybe about a 4 out of 10. He was maybe a 3.5. Because I tell you what, if you want to go the opposite end of the ugly sex, it happens. People got to still have sex, right?
People got to do what they got to do.
And then they have it by the ball machine. So I heard that was it. One guy from the cleaning and then one gal from the fitness floor.
Oh, really?
Right? So score for the cleaning guy.
Seriously.
Right?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
The cleaning guys, if we're looking at the caste system of the part.
There is a tier there. There is a caste system there. Okay?
Nobody's giving the cleaning people time of day. Right?
No.
But he won over this lucky starlet who worked the fitness floor. Granted, she was 4 out of 10.
That is a confident man.
Right?
It's a confident man.
So therefore, they had confident, ugly sex in the ballroom. It's not really the ballroom. It was where the ball machine was kept. You know that thing, the tennis machine?
Yeah.
Tennis ball machine?
Yeah, it's just, yeah.
So there's a room in there.
How romantic.
And, you know, it's got a lot of pipes. It looks like Nightmare on Elm Street, like where Freddy takes you. And you go in there, and you just bend them over. And you take care of it. Bend them over, pick them up, put them out, shoot them in, shoot them out.
Is there anything grosser than unattractive straight people having sex?
Oh, God, don't. Don't get me started as it gets darker.
No.
On that note.
Yeah. So right, anyway.
We're going to call it.
Yes. We're anything coming up for the main show?
Oh, anything coming up? Well, as this show comes out on Friday. No show this week, but on February 24th.
The 24th, okay.
That's a new IG Live. We're going to have the owner of Lanikai Brewing. And Steve Hushmeld is his name. And he's going to talk about how his bar has gotten pretty much crapped on from the state.
Right, right. He was in the news, right?
He was in the news on several occasions. And he's trying to fight this closing. And he's been getting penalized for it. He's been getting fine for really ridiculous rubbish. So I want to have him share his story. And
it seems like they're just picking on him now.
In a strange way, yes. So I want to have him out there, share his story. Hopefully that can help inspire other small business owners who are hanging on.
Yes.
Right, and then after that, absolutely, I'm going to have rapper, singer, entertainer, triple threat, Big Mox.
Ooh,
Big
Mox. Okay.
Moxzilla. I'm sure you know him from the Angry Locals. I'm sure you know him from the morning radio with Chris Stiles and all them guys.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't listen to that, but I I don't listen to the radio. I shout out Chris Stiles. Oh, shit. But Moxzilla will be on Thursday. Why did I say that? And he'll be performing as well as talking about his... he has a birthday party debut album. Not debut album. He has a birthday party and is a new release.
Oh, okay, okay.
After at Hawaiian Brian's.
Oh, okay.
Literally the day after on that Thursday. After the show. Okay. So that's what I got as far as coming up next week.
Very good.
That's all I got. Okay.
And yeah, like for me, I have class when Aaron goes live, so you can always tune into his Instagram channel, Sleep Times Over Show, to catch it after the fact.
6:30 p.m. Yes, Wednesday, February 24th.
Yeah.
And don't forget to email, please, for the love of God, Swayze808.
Yeah.
Did you get any emails from last show?
I do have emails, so
wow,
we'll probably do like a...
Yeah, I'm save those.
Doing that for next week.
Yeah,
so
please. I can only imagine what kind of... You really got emails from people.
Yeah, yeah.
From like real people. Like bots or like... Was it all from Mrs. Drizzy?
No, it was not all from Mrs. Drizzy.
Were they from people that you did not know?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, how's that for a cliffhanger?
Stepping it up, people.
Holy God, that's it. Shut this thing down.
Yeah.
Cliffhanger,
yeah.
That's it.
Remember, get your Bombay You Learn hat, get your merch, sleeptimesover.com. I keep trying to say
yes.
Sleeptimesover.com.
Yes.
And you can reach me at Swayze808 on Instagram.
Of course you can. Of course you can.
But thank you, as always, for tuning in, and we will see you next week. Wash your damn hands.